From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
News from the Sunshine Coast Amateur Radio Club. This is Gordon, VK4VP. Sunfest 2026 is on its way. Same location as last year at 25 Peachester Road, Biwa, on Saturday, September 19th at the Biwa Community Hall. Here is your chance to grab a bargain, catch up with folks you haven't seen for a while for an off-air rag chew, or just enjoy the atmosphere. Tickets this year are the same cost as last year at just $5 for general entry and $10 for a trader's ticket that includes one general admission. We're also having some technical information sessions. There'll be raffles and door prizes with some great items on offer. We'll have a printed program of the day's events so you know when things are happening. There'll be bacon and egg rolls, beef and gravy rolls, tea, coffee and soft drinks for sale as well. There are some nearby shops and it's only a short 500-metre walk from Biwa train station. You could even make it a full day by bringing the family and spending the afternoon at Australia Zoo. Open for trader entry from 8 a.m. while doors for general admission open strictly at 9:30 a.m. As we confirm traders, we'll list them on our webpage and have links to their webpages. In other news, the club had a POTA and picnic day on a Saturday a couple of weeks ago. It was a great day in the sun with about 20 members turning up and over 30 contacts were made. Well, that's all for now. This has been Gordon, VK4VP.
This is VK4WIA and you're tuned to Q News. Here in North Queensland, it can be heard on 40 metres, 7.070 MHz at 9:30 following the national WIA news of a Sunday morning. I'm Felix, VK4FUQ.
Coming to you for Sunday, the 14th of June, 2024, it's this week's instalment of Travels with the Darling Downs Radio Club. I'm John, VK4JPM, and I'll be your driver for the next section of track. And what a week! We started last Sunday with a spectacular outing at Bunnings, followed by Monday with our club meeting in what we hope might become a permanent location. We had some great discussions about the club itself, and the big question is, where should we be in 1, 2, 5, and 10 years? And by the way, if you have a suggestion on that, well, a polite one anyway, please drop a line via secretary@ddrci.org.au. The new location gave us the chance to show off some of the gear that the club has been accumulating, much of which is going to be for sale to members at good prices. Over the next few weeks, we'll develop a catalogue and a pricing policy and watch this space. A major decision by members is that we're going to put CTCSS on the club 2-metre repeater, VK4RDD. Work has started, and both the WIA and repeater book now show that a 91.5 Hz tone will be required for access, and that will become effective from the 7th of July. We'll keep reminding you of that requirement over the next 3 weeks. We've also determined that this year's annual general meeting will be held on Thursday, the 30th of July. Pop that date in your diary, and we'll be announcing details in due course. 2026 is an even-numbered year, so the Vice President and Treasurer positions are due for election under our rules, along with two of the committee positions. In other news, congratulations to club member Ray, VK4NH, whose 23 hours of activity in the 48-hour CQ Worldwide WPX contest earned him number 2 place in Australia as a single op low, and 38th out of 400 in Oceania in the same category. He was up against 4,000 other participants across the world and came 108th in Oceania against some pretty heavy multi-multi highs and multi-op distributed, some of whom clocked 48.0 hours of operation. So well done, Ray. And if none of that made any sense, we have a special treat for you. The special topic for our next club meeting on Monday, the 13th of July, is contesting. Di Main, one of Australia's foremost contesters, will join us to explain what contesting is, why it's so important for the ham community, what contests you can enter, and maybe even some tips on how to win. Yes, like any competitions, there might be strategies that work for you. and it will be just in time for two contests coming up, the Trans-Tasman and the Remembrance Day, both of which could be worth a go. So grab the date, 13th of July at 1900 local time, with Di Main presenting in person. And once again, our Ham Challenge friends seem to be shadowing our schedule. The Week 25 Dare is participate in a contest or activity in CW. I mean, do they know something that we don't? Definitely. They've hinted that CW could be a winning strategy, and there are beginner contests where operators accept slower speeds and coach you through. CW can be very effective and will punch through where almost nothing else makes it. It's worth a try. The 52-week Ham Challenge is at hamchallenge.org, or there's a link on our website. There's so much other stuff happening. Check out ddrci.org.au for more detail on everything I mentioned in this bulletin, or drop a line to secretary@ddrci.org.au if you have a question. Coming up, we're planning some training and license assessment sessions. If that interests you, send an email to education@ddrci.org.au and we'll jump in to help. Until next week, thanks for listening. I'm John, VK4JPM, for the Darling Downs Radio Club. Da da diddy dit, diddy di da da.
From VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Brisbane, it can be heard on 7130 kHz lower sideband every Sunday at 9 a.m. I'm Gary, VK4AR.
Hi, I'm Richard, VK2SKY. Last Sunday on VK1WIA National News, I mentioned that WISE New South Wales was supporting a memory walk and jog event across the border in VK4 on the Gold Coast. Another one is on this morning at Rocks Riverside Park in Brisbane. These events support the great work of Dementia Australia. Actually, there was a third event last Saturday at Redcliffe. WISE New South Wales thanks the members of the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club who turned up to assist. The memory walks are easy to support. WISE New South Wales supplies the communications kits, and we hand out the non-amateur radios to event officials and deal with any technical problems that might arise. These are ideal beginner events for new or rusty WISE members, and they take only a couple of hours from start to finish. The last memory walk for 2026 will be at Burswood Park in Perth, Western Australia, next Sunday. And yes, WISE New South Wales will be covering that one too. There will be more WISE community events throughout the year, and the memory walks will return early in 2027. Events like this provide valuable training for real emergency activations. If you'd like to find out more, contact WISE New South Wales operations. The email address is in the text edition of this news. In the coming months, I'll be teaming up with Gareth, VK4GED, to bring you more rescue radio news on the VK1WIA broadcast. Stay tuned. And if you or your club are using your amateur radio skills to benefit the community, tell us about it and inspire other amateurs to do the same. For Q News and WISE New South Wales, I'm Richard, VK2SKY. And seeing it is State of Origin Week, let's check into Marone Land and Gareth, VK4GED, with an update on the Queensland scene.
Hi, I'm Gareth, VK4GED, and I've been thinking about WISE. We don't have a statewide WISE in Queensland. We did away with that 20 years ago, which begs the question, have we been missing out, or instead, are we ahead of the pack? When it comes to emergency communications, or MCOMs, as you may hear it referred to, it is one of the reasons why our hobby exists. Many of us enjoy amateur radio, not just because it's experimental and fun. It has also enabled us to give something back to our community if what we do can benefit others in times of need. Having a statewide WISE is one way of providing MCOMs. Another way is what we do in Queensland. Individual radio amateurs, knowing we are prone to annual weather events such as cyclones, substantial rainfall with flooding, or severe tornado-like thunderstorms, have set up their stations for resilience. Resilience comes in many forms, such as standby power, backup radios, and portable go kits. Queensland also has the dedication of the many amateur radio clubs around the state that have an MCOMS focus and keep their members engaged through meetings, exercises, and community service events. If you'd like to know more about what is happening in the Queensland MCOMS space, please check out our groups.io page by Googling VK4 MCOMS. That's VK4 space MCOMS. This is Gareth, VK4GED, with an update on the Queensland MCOM scene.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.